You're listening to SBS News.
So I'm just about to visit a client and I've phoned them already and done our COVID screening tool.
Palliative care nurse Anne Myers is putting on her PPE to go and visit one of her clients. The 51-year-old has worked for nearly 14 years as a palliative care nurse in the northern suburbs of Melbourne. Palliative care helps people live as comfortably as possible when they have an advanced illness and are expected to die. Despite her experience in this field, Ms. Myers has been shocked by the devastation from coronavirus.
You know, while death is part of life, and but it's not at the scale, it's not at the numbers, and the swiftness is quite traumatising.
When the Australian government put the call out in April for 20,000 registered nurses to upskill and work in critical care, Ms. Myers considered returning to work in intensive care. But in the end, she felt she could better support her community in what would become a time of mass grief.
It's a, you know, it is an impossible situation. People are being kept apart. People are dying at home, you know, without having family members, and dying in hospital without having family members be near. So I think, you know, there's a collective grief about the pandemic.
Like every other health professional, Ms. Myers has had to embrace PPE due to the pandemic. She says although she understands it is a necessity, it has been a challenge to keep her distance in a job that is typically very hands-on.
Yes, we're a service that is always in people's personal spaces in literal sense, and it's been really hard to kind of cull that and step back and keep your distance, because it is all about touch and being close. We're feeling a bit clinically removed.
As Melbourne deals with an extended lockdown and Australians are separated by border closures, there are signs people across the country are struggling. Mental health support service Beyond Blue has reported a 40 to 60% increase in calls each month since March, compared with the same months last year. Three quarters of calls in early August were from Victoria. Lead clinical advisor for Beyond Blue, Grant Blaschke, says people could be feeling grief for various reasons.
Some people, it might be that, you know, they just feel this vague sense of what happened to my way of life. Fortunately, some people might have lost a loved one or can't get in contact with a grandparent or elderly relative. Or, you know, it might be that they've lost their job.
If you are experiencing grief or a sense of loss, Dr. Blaschke advises there is no single best way to manage it.
Be really kind to yourself. Take it easy, you know, day at a time. And also, emotions are a funny thing. They sort of often come in waves. So you might have a couple of really good days and then you have a day where you're feeling quite, you know, brittle. And that's okay.
For Anne Myers, she's learnt over time to live with the grief she sees in her work, and she now knows when she needs to reach out and ask for help herself. She suggests the same strategy for those struggling during the pandemic.
Reaching out, calling a friend, but also maybe having some downtime and, you know, staying in bed and reading your book and not talking to anyone. Try and find a balance, which is really, really hard when everyone's living in close quarters, whether they want to or not. So it's kind of trying to make the best of the situation of what your life is at the moment.
If you need support with mental health, you can contact Beyond Blue on 1300 224636. More information is available at beyondblue.org.au. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Emma Lawson, SBS News.